Dear Tennis, this is Bach-Kantate number 117, Sei Lob und Ehr. Now, Paul Lawton had a very nice suggestion. He said it would be very helpful if I sang the tenor line, then they just would have to imitate it. He didn't put it like that, but that's what he had in mind. I cannot do that because I would have to jump constantly between the higher or the lower octave, because I don't have the range. I'm not a tenor, I'm not a bass, I'm a poor baritone. So what I will do is I will read the words and then play the line or the part of the cantata. Starting on page 2, it's Sei Lob und Ehr dem Ehr dem Höchsten Gut. Doesn't sound so nice, but it sounds much better like this. And the beginning is easy because it starts on the... crescendo, you notice that I hesitated a little before the third. That was measure 27, because that it's a little nasty, that jump. Beginning. Measure 31, and the instruments played this, and you have the fifth, but words first. Dem Vater alle Güte. The notes. Measure 39. The sopranos have, the altos have, and you have that middle note, and then I will play it very slowly because that is tricky. The words, dem Gott der alle Wunder tut. T on the rest. We had that before as well. T on the rest. Actually, I didn't want to say Wunder, but Wunder tut. And in measure 47, that is a repeat. Again, the company is... again, you have the fifth. Dem Gott, der mein Gemüte. Dem Gott, der mein Gemüte. Legato. In letter B, measure 56. That is a little bit tricky, the beginning. The instruments are... that is not your E that you have to start with, because that is the D already. So it is the instruments U. Let me do that once more. The instruments come like this. You hear the D major, and you do not start on the D. but on the E. And this time I play the melody first because I did such a nice beginning, and I read the words afterwards. C natural, C sharp, mit seinem reichen Trost erfüllt, mit reichem Trost erfüllt. Once more. Measure 65, and instruments come like this, again landing in D major, and here you have to watch out, the basses are up there, and you there. So please don't start with the basses, you start with your G, the words. Dem Gott, der allen Jammer stillt. T on the rest. Notes. Oh, I should have turned the page earlier. Sorry. Ah. That is a little bit dangerous. Where I stumbled, you are probably going to have difficulties. It's dumb that it's on the turning of the page, but that jump from F natural, a tritone to the B natural. Let me play that very slowly because it's hard. And in measure 67, going from the first beginning of the B natural, no crescendo in this case, because it leads into a nice harmony. So you sing after the da da, ya da 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 dee. Okay, so no crescendo on the B natural in measure 67. Measure 73. Instruments. Very nicely leading to E major. And the words. Gebt unserem Gott die Ehre, gibt unserem Gott die Ehre, gibt unserem Gott die Ehre. If I were a second tenor, I probably would go at the latest in measure 78 on the one to the bass line. Or earlier, or whatever you feel comfortable with. And as I said before, measure 73, no problem, it leads to the root. And that's the first moment where you can take a breath, because that's all on one breath. Now, did you have to make those jumps when you are in that high range up there? Let me play it once more very slowly. Gebt unserem Gott die gebt unserem Gott die Ehre, gebt unserem Gott die Ehre.